This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is always a pleasure when we get a chance to talk to Coach Wanstead. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Dave.
Yeah, I am doing great. The only thing you can say today, we just heard it. Jimmy just pulled my opening line. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Boy, the Cowboys
here
are,
we go.
How come the Bears and the Cowboys
it's a
have
huge
the
game.
Same record?
Huge game.
But the Bears seem to be like getting better, and the Cowboys seem like they're in desperate straits.
Crisis
even
mode.
Though they're a full game clear atop the division.
Yes, well, because it's reality. You are what your schedule says you are.
Is that the line? You are what your record says.
Yeah, I mean, or your record. You're 6-6. So, yeah. I mean, no, I mean, the Bears definitely got better last week. And we sat here for the last 3 weeks, and Dave, you gave me a little bit of credit. Molly's given me none. But I have been hanging with Mitch Trubisky along. And I kept saying all along that Matt Nagy needs to make up his mind that he's going to do what Mitch does best. And if it means, you know, sending one receiver out and blocking everybody up to give him a chance, then that's what you do. And I saw that last week. You know, they ran the ball a little bit more. I saw a lot of movement passes. I saw play action passes. And then let's just give, just on Mitch's God-given talent, give him credit. He did some things he's not coached. And that last drive to keep those third downs alive, that was pretty impressive to me. It really was. I thought the guy played good.
And regardless of how we feel about it, Dave, we spend a lot of time studying his confidence and his psyche and talking about the effect that that has on his play. You do wonder, even against a bad Lions team, even against a bad Giants game, you know, what effect, where his confidence is going into the Cowboys, the benefit from having a game like that under his belt finally.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's necessary. You know, I mean, it was a must. You know, it was on the road, obviously. We know that. So, I mean, all those things came into play, and he responded. And, you know, this will be a bigger test for him, for sure. I mean, the Cowboys are so much more talented. We talked about and I thought the Lions, I'm going to give them a little bit of credit. You know, I mean, I thought they did a good job. And you know what? I kind of made light of David Blau, the starting quarterback. You know, because I watched Purdue play Northwestern last year, and yeah, he threw for 74 yards, and Northwestern, you know, beat him. So I'm thinking, this guy can't beat Northwestern. How's he going to beat the Bears defense? You know what? I'm going to agree with Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman, during the broadcast, said, you know what? I'm watching this young kid, and this guy has a spot here. He can be a backup. He's smart as heck. He's a great kid. He can avoid the rush. I mean, I thought the guy played great. Think about that. Against the top five defense in the NFL, your first start. And, you know, they had two passes that went through guys' hands. Amendola had a chance, and yep, so did Michael Jones at the end. If they make great catches there, who knows? I mean, I thought, you know, so that was a positive for them. So it was a good win for the Bears.
That Amendola thing, that would have been down on the 5-yard line. Mm-hmm. And I know that's a hard catch, but I've seen him make that catch.
Yes.
And he's got to make that catch. Here's my problem, David. I mean, when you look at the fact that they're on their third-string quarterback and they come out and he throws two touchdown passes in the first quarter, that tells you that only one player, one rookie in league history, Marcus Mariota, has ever been able to do that in their first game. So that tells me that the Bears weren't up to snuff to begin the game. And here's the other thing it tells me. The Lions have 92 points in the first quarter, second in the league. Their first 15,
they're prepared. When they
come out ready to play, and they saw something, and they got that Galladay touchdown to open up that game. I mean, what does that say?
I always used to say that about our teams. And that's how, when we were struggling, I would always look back and say, how did we start the game? You know what I mean? And eventually the most talented team and the best team wins out.
Right.
But, you know, how do you start the game? So that is important. You know what? It's encouraging, though, guys, because the Bears players must have been listening to our radio show when you were talking about, they were hearing what you said about this kid couldn't beat Northwestern. So take that as a, Molly, take that as a compliment, okay? That's your fault.
How does that line up
it
on my plate?
It is your fault. It is your fault. You've been blamed for stuff around here for since I've been coaching. And it's not let up.
So, Dave, you're the head coach of this football team, of any football team, and you know that everybody in that locker room realizes you have a 2% chance of making the playoffs according to the odds and everybody that does that sort of thing. But it's 2% chance. And here you are before the first of four relevant football games in the month of December. Do you address it? How do you deal with that? What are your goals?
All I can tell you is the first Super Bowl we went to at Dallas, and this is a true story, we went to the playoffs the year before, got beat by Detroit, and we beat the Eagles in a playoff game. And I was standing behind Troy Aikman and two or three other guys, and Troy made the statement. He turned, and somebody said, "We're off to San Francisco." You know, it was for the NFC Championship game. And Troy turned and said, "Do you mean if we beat San Francisco, we're going to the Super Bowl?" I mean, now, we were young. You know, we were just coaching the next game. We were, players were excited about playing the next game. Could we get another win? It was never brought up that we were going to the Super Bowl until we beat San Francisco, and we were going. That was the first comment ever made on our team. And we were underdogged all along, and it was just, all it was coaching trying to get the next win. And that's what I've heard from Matt Nagy this week and from the Bears players. Hey, how can we get just this next win? And that's the approach you got to have. And I mean, the media, myself included, we love projecting now who's going to be in the playoffs and who's going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's all part of it. That's the buzz, you know, about the sport. But from inside that locker room and meetings-wise, hey, what happened in that game? What can we clean up? And now what do we got to do to beat the Cowboys?
Yeah, and I mean, look, the Cowboys have their own problems, right? And they're coming in here, and Jerry's talking about the head coach. And
let me comment on this. And I know I was sat in a room when Jerry signed the check to buy the Cowboys. I was there with Jimmy Johnson down at, on Quality Inn on LBJ in Dallas. But anyway, I'm just setting this story up for this. Okay, so my point is I know Jerry Jones. There's not an owner in the league that doesn't want to win more than Jerry, okay? There might not be an owner in the league that's more desperate to win more than Jerry. And here's what happens. He comes out after they lose to New England, and he starts talking about his coach, how bad the coaching was, the contract, what's he going to do? This is where Jerry slipped up, in my opinion.
Right.
They were playing Buffalo in 4 days, in a short week, and he comes out and makes that statement. The only thing, okay, and I did a Fox NFL show, so we were covering the Cowboys. The only thing talked about that week coming out of Dallas was Jerry and his talk about contracts and coaches. Nobody in Dallas mentioned the Buffalo Bills, and we all know that they're a good football team. So my point was, Jerry trying to, I think, motivate his coaches, he really became a distraction.
Dave, he came out of the locker room with tears in his eyes Thursday.
Well, you know, he did. He did. But then he came out and they said, "What about Dak?" And he says, "I've never had a cramp in my right hand from signing checks before." Did you hear that one? I mean, the guy's the best. I mean,
he's unbelievable. All right. We got to continue the conversation. We got to take a quick timeout. It's Mully and Haw. Let's first get to, I guess, Kevin. Is that the guy that's going to help us with this?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Yes, okay.
Keep it tight, Kevin.
Will do.
Dave Wannstedt hanging out with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. Let's get back to our guy, Mr. Dave Wannstedt, here in studio. Always a joy. Coach, you were telling some funny stories, and we were talking about Jerry, and you've got a thousand of them. But, you know, this is a team that comes in. The coach is under a lot of pressure. I wonder if it's affecting the way he coaches when someone puts you under that kind of a fire.
I don't think there's any question, Mike. You know, and that's, you know, and that's kind of back to the distraction thing a little bit. I mean, and I will give McCaskey's and Ted Phillip credit for this. You know, when I was going through difficult times, none of that stuff ever came out of the Bears office. I mean, they let the coach and do your job. And Jerry now has created this thing where, you know, I'm watching that play last week. I mean, they got a 4th-and-1 backed up at their own 19. And Jason Garrett goes for it. They make it. But if they don't make that, guys, every player on the team is looking at him saying, Coach, what are we doing? You know, he would lose the team.
Wow.
My point is it does affect the coach. And because Jerry's going to let him know how he feels about things. We got to do a better job of this in offense, defense, and special teams. And you just hope that the coaches come in and they don't start making decisions on what they think Jerry wants to do rather than really what the situation dictates.
I'm shocked that Jason Garrett's been there since 2011 and the fact that there's always this scrutiny and pressure that they haven't made a move before now. And I'd be shocked even more so, Dave, if Jason Garrett returns.
Well, you got to be the right guy there now. You know what I mean? Because Jerry is not going to change the how he runs the organization. So you got to really be a coach there. You know, he's not going to hire a Nick Saban that wants to come in and do all the personnel and all that stuff. That's not going to happen. He tried that with Parcells. He had that with Jimmy. You know, so he wants to get a guy that he can communicate with well.
Manipulate?
I'm gonna say in his mind that he can communicate well and the relationship's good. That's why Jason fits so good. And they're in a tough spot. But think about this, guys. You know, the Cowboys, they actually have a lot better situation than Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to play the Eagles in 2 weeks in Philly, basically for the division.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, whether Cowboys win or lose this game, really, it doesn't make any difference on the division race. I mean, their game's going to come down to them beating Philly in 2 weeks.
Well, and I mean, you look at the Bears and the schedule they have and the situation they're in, it may feel like they're making a move in their season, but the fact is that they've beaten a terrible Giants team. And again, you know, look at the Lions. They're 3-8-1. Now, they've led in every game. We talked about them in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But that game, you could argue that as much as we are focused on the Bears, that was a Lions game. That's how the Lions have played all year long. They've lost these heartbreaking games at the end of the game pretty much every week.
Lions are a better team, and I know they're talking about making a change with Matt Patricia. I would not do it if I'm a Lions fan. I think they're a better team. If Matthew Stafford's playing the last several weeks, they're probably going to win 2 or 3 of those games.
Yeah.
Defensively, they obviously Akeem Hicks returned to practice yesterday. He's not going to play Thursday night. Roquan Smith has 15 tackles against the Lions, and this is a defense that's going to be challenged by the running game again on Thursday night with the Cowboys and Zeke Elliott. What did you see from the Bears defense that you liked and maybe or had some concerns?
Well, obviously they came up with the turnover. I thought they had good pressure, you know, all day long. The quarterback, you know, was an athlete, so he avoided the pressure a few times. They shut down the run. I mean, the Lions don't have much of a running game, but they did the things that were necessary. That first touchdown pass, if you take that long play out, pass, I mean, the Bears played good. I mean, they played good on defense, good enough to win on defense again, which I think they've been doing that for most of the year, really. I didn't have a problem with the defense, and that was just a mental mistake, a lackadaisical mental mistake, and you know, you don't ever want them to happen, but unfortunately they do.
They also were penalized 10 times for 89 yards, the Bears. Now,
yeah, they got clean.
The Lions had a lot, but they I mean, these are dumb penalties, Dave. Coming out of a timeout, you know, a delay of game penalty and later on in the game.
The Chiefs yesterday, last night, had zero penalties yesterday. Kansas City Chiefs. Not one. Zero penalties for the game.
That's pretty good.
That's real. Well, I remember.
I don't know if you could do much better.
Well, I remember when we weren't very good. We didn't have much talent. I mean, that.
But you were winning. You were not. You were winning close games because you weren't making the mistakes.
No turnovers and no penalties.
Right.
I mean, and that was part of our game plan. That's how silly it sounds. But you know, if you're not good enough to overcome it, it's going to get you.
You were all over our television sets over the weekend, Dave, with a lot of college action, a lot of NFL stuff too. But I wanted to ask you about this because the most compelling thing I think that you said, and you said a lot of good things, interesting stuff. Utah in the college football playoff, going to college football for a second here, Utah deserves a spot if they win out in the Final Four. Now, that will get a lot of people like, oh, really? Utah? Why Utah?
The only thing that would throw a wrench into it, in my mind, one scenario, would be if Georgia beats LSU, right? Because then LSU would probably get in. Georgia would be the conference champ with one loss. They would get in. Ohio State would get in, and Clemson's in, you know, assuming they all those teams win. So that would be the only thing. But if LSU beats Georgia, there's no question in my mind Utah should get in for two reasons. One, they're deserving. I've watched them play. Half the country's never, three-fourths have not seen them play. They got a top-five defense. They got some stars on offense. They're a good team. Now, the other thing, too, you know, there's been a big push to expand this playoff. Think about this, guys. The last 2 years, there has not been a team in from the Big Ten or the Pac-12. So everybody's saying this is college football. Everybody should be involved. You know, this isn't right. And so there's been a strong push to expand at the 6 or 8. If the committee in the NCAA does not want to expand it, a way to compromise if things are close, Big Ten's going to get in with Ohio State, put Utah in. That satisfies the Pac-12, and then they can leave things as they are.
Yeah, Ohio State is clearly significantly more talented than Michigan. But to go into that stadium, you know, the big house, 100,000 people there, that is a huge, impressive win. And I if I'm lining them up, I got Ohio State ahead of LSU.
I agree with you. I think I Ohio State, then who's two? LSU?
Yes, definitely LSU.
Clemson. And then Georgia right now.
Georgia, because it'll sort itself out.
Then probably Utah, maybe. You know, Oklahoma is – Oklahoma wants a piece.
Oh, they're still sitting there. They're going to play Baylor for the championship. Absolutely. You know, I would be I think I would rather be the number two team and play the number four. Clemson, nobody's talking about Clemson, guys. They have beat the last five opponents, I think they've beaten by like 45 points. Keep an eye on Clemson.
You know, Harbaugh got a little upset at the end of that game.
Yeah.
Didn't like some of he can't beat Ohio State. I mean, and there were people writing stories that maybe it's time.
No, it's not time. I'll say that because who are you going to hire better? Jim is busting his tail recruiting. They won 10 games, 2 or 3 years. I mean, and I get the championship thing. I get it. But you're going to go hire somebody, and they won't have the success and be all in with the program and the image of the school. You got to keep fighting through it, Michigan. That's all I can tell you. I would do it.
Let me ask you a question that connects our two topics. If you're Jerry Jones, though, are you looking at Jim Harbaugh if you have a job opening in the offseason?
No. Well, I don't think. I mean, Jerry.
Dustin did not like that question. His reaction is like reading his face.
No. He's going to get.
I mean, if you want to bury that franchise absolutely completely, go ahead and hire Jim Harbaugh.
Wow. Dustin, that got you out of your chair in there.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's the first time I've seen you stand up in four years.
You didn't see me. When you said that Utah,
I got you rattled.
Utah should go in ahead of Oklahoma also got me to stand up.
Yeah, he's a
Oklahoma.
He thinks Oklahoma over Utah.
Better television.
But if they beat Baylor, obviously.
I'm not piling on. How many times have you seen Utah play, Dustin?
Three.
Oh, have you really? Okay, I give you credit for that.
I do like
okay.
my college football.
Okay, okay.
And they're really good. They're really, really good. They're a great defense. It's really fun to watch. I just don't know if they'd score like 10 points against one of those top three teams.
Oklahoma is middle of the pack defense.
They'll let up 40, but they might score 42.
They're basically, I think they're a two-man team, that's all. That quarterback and D.D., what's his name, the receivers.
How bad was Illinois' loss to Northwestern?
You know what? That didn't surprise me. Yeah. I mean, you knew that Coach Fitz would have Northwestern ready to play. You know, I mean, he's
Illinois is already bowl eligible.
And they're bowl eligible. Yeah. I mean, they in that franchise or in that university's mind, God, they've accomplished some great things.
Right.
Boy,
you can't take your foot off the gas against your rival
you
at
didn't,
home.
But you're watching the tape and, you know, and they're not very good. They're playing their fourth quarterback. It would be easy to fall into a trap when you've already got that bowl bid in your back pocket. That's what happened.
Mick McCall getting fired.
You're talking about 18-year-old kids. They're getting ready for finals.
Inevitable that Fitz had to change coordinators. Is that?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough. And I know how he feels about his guys. I mean,
he's been with them a long time.
He doesn't get rid of guys, and guys don't leave him. And, we'll see. I mean, he's not going to put them out in the street. I wouldn't be surprised. Nowadays, I don't even know all the different titles that colleges got. They've got, you know, analysts, and they've got advisors, and they got everything else in there. I mean, if he's out of work and he needs a work job for his family, Fitz will find a place.
That's a good job, though. Offensive coordinator at Northwestern, given. So I think that's a good job.
Arrows pointing up.
Just bring your own quarterback.
Bring your own quarterback? Yeah.
That's where it gets tricky.
Greg Schiano, back to Rutgers.
How about that?
I was just sitting here texting with him before Dustin interrupted me.
Negotiating? Does he need a defensive coordinator?
God, are you kidding me?
I'm just asking, Dave.
He worked for you, and you worked for him.
We're just friends, and we'll be talking here later on today just about guys and the job. I just congratulate
him. Good for him.
Yeah,
it's good. I believe super agent Brian Harlan represents him, too.
He does. Brian Harlan does represent him.
They say that Harlan has the best clients. I don't know who they are.
Well, Brian's one of those guys. If you call him right now, he'll answer the phone himself.
That's right.
You're not going through six people to get a hold of them. Jeez.
All right. Well, Dave, always a joy.
Good stuff, Dave. Thank you. A lot of fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.